Hi guys, and welcome back to another How to Become a Webcam Model video. In today's video, I'm going to be telling you all about Fan City. If you don't know who and what they are, don't worry, I'm going to cover that in the video. So enough waffling from me, let's get into the video. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I will be telling you about Fan City. And as I said, they are an all-in-one content management platform. So you might be wondering what that means, and don't worry, I'm going to explain all in the video. To put it simply, it's a platform where you make one social media post and it posts it onto multiple pages and multiple social media accounts that you own. The great thing about Fan City is that you can buy advertising space on other people's social media accounts. This will not only boost your following, but it'll also boost your sales. So like all of my videos, I do like to show you around how to use the platform. And in today's video, there is no exception. So enough waffling from me, let's get into the video.
Okay, so the first thing we need to do is go over to fancity.com and we're going to create an account. We can either use a Gmail account that we've already set up, or we can use an email and password we set ourselves. That's what I'm going to be doing, so I'm going to type in my email address and type in a password. Once all that's been done, click on the sign up button and verify that you're not a bot, and then click on sign up again. You'll then be taken to the Fan City dashboard. Once there, the first thing you'll see is a message saying thank you for signing up. It also asks whether you want to complete your onboarding. And to put this simply, this is just asking you to create your profile. We are going to do this and we're going to click on the dive in button. You could also click skip and come back and do it later. You'll then be taken to your profile page. This step is self-explanatory. Click on this button and you'll be able to add your profile image. This one will let you add a banner. Then all you need to do is enter in a name. This could be your model name. And this is what will be seen by others on the site. Enter in any nicknames, create your bio, add your gender, and add some tags. These tags let other content creators who are in your niche find you easier. Once you're done, your profile should look similar to this. All you need to do now is click on the next button. You'll then be asked to enter in your Twitter details and your OnlyFans. Once these have been successfully added, you'll be taken to the next step, which is creating your first shout out offer. So you might be wondering what this means. Well, this is where you set your prices for people to be able to buy ads from you. Don't worry, you can change these prices at any time. Click on the ad rate for sale button, which will bring up a small menu that will let you change how long the ad runs for, and you'll be able to set its price. Remember, this can be changed at a later date and it can also be deleted. The top box here is what you want posted on your Twitter account. The next box down sets how many times that person can advertise on your social media account per day. Once it's all filled out, click on the Save Offer button. You'll be then taken to a page where you need to enter in your Telegram account information or enter in your mobile phone number. I'm going to add my mobile phone number, so I'm going to click on the Connect button under SMS. Once you've added your phone number, you will be sent an SMS verification code. All you need to do is enter this 4-digit code into this box here and click on the next button. If you haven't received the message after 60 seconds, you can request it again, or you will need to check your mobile phone number is correct. The final step is to verify your account. To do this, you'll need a passport or an identity card issued by your government. Click on the Start Verification button and click on Verify Account. You'll then need to click on the Get Started button on the right-hand side of the screen. You'll then be asked what device you want to take a picture of your ID. You can either use your webcam or you can use your smartphone. As I'm sitting in front of my computer whilst I was recording, I used my webcam. Select on the country list and choose which country your ID is issued in. Then you're going to need to click on the next drop-down menu and select which type of document it is. Once you've done all that, click on the Continue button in the bottom right-hand side, and it will open your webcam or it will open a page on your mobile phone. Line up the information on your ID with what's on screen and then click on the Take Photo button. Once you have taken that picture of your ID, it will give you a preview. Check to make sure that you can read the information on the ID and click on Yes, it's clear in the bottom right hand side. It's then going to upload your ID. With that done, the next thing you're going to need to do is take a picture of yourself. So on the next screen in the bottom right hand right-hand side, click on continue. The next thing to do is read the privacy policy. Then once you've read it, check the box to say that you have and click on the continue button. You'll then need to click on the continue button again in the bottom right-hand side, and this will open up your camera again. Position your face so it fits within the frame, and once it is, it will automatically take your photo. It will then all be sent off for verification. All you need to do now is switch tabs and go back to the main dashboard. You will have to wait for your account to be verified. This doesn't actually take too long. Mine only took about 3 to 4 minutes. You can close this window, it's already sent in to be verified. If you look in the top left hand side of our screen, next to our name, our verification badge is amber. If your account hasn't been verified or you haven't done the verification process, it will still be grey. We can check its progress at any time by clicking on it. Once our account has been verified, it will show a green tick and our verification badge will now be blue. Now what we can do is start uploading our images and start selling them. If at any time we want to change any of our profile settings, all we have to do is click on this button here, which will take us back to our profile page. To be able to buy shoutouts and to be able to claim any money that we've earned on the platform, we need to enter in our payment details. And that's what we're going to do next. To do that, you need to click on the balance button. If you're buying tokens for shoutouts, then you need to click buy tokens. You'll be then asked in a pop-up window how many tokens you want to buy. And when you've entered in that amount, all you need to do is click on the continue payment button. You'll then have to enter in your bank card details and confirm your purchase. If you've earned money on the platform, you'll need to click on the add payment method button. Payments are made with Paxum, so you do need an account with them. If you've already got a Paxum account, all you need to enter in is your account name and your email address. You can keep tabs on all your transaction history by clicking on the transaction history button in the bottom of the page. Before you can start selling content on the platform, you must make sure that your Paxum account is linked. So now our account is fully set up and verified, we're going to head over to the marketplace in the menu on the left hand side. In the marketplace, you'll find other verified content creators who are willing to sell advertising space on their social media. Under each of their names is the social media account that they're willing to sell their advertising space on. It also gives how many followers that they've got. Underneath that is the button that says how much it costs to advertise on their social media. Once you've chosen who best suits you, all you need to do is click on their name. This will bring up their full profile and show you what they're offering. If you want to buy the space, all you need to do is click on the buy post button. Then all you need to do is click on this button here and it'll buy the ad space. And if you're looking for a shout for shout, all you need to do is click on the order SFS button and you confirm it the same way. Normally shout for shouts, you do need to have to meet requirements and you can see those requirements underneath the button. You can also just see who's doing shout for shouts on the left hand side menu. If we give it a quick click, it will show us all the members that are just offering shout for shouts. Underneath S4S on the left hand side is My Offers. This is where you'll set your prices for others to advertise on your social media. Next on the menu on the left hand side is Orders. This is where you'll see anyone who's wanting to advertise on your social media. You'll be able to see when someone's looking to advertise on your social media as there'll be an asterisk on the order in the menu. If we now give the button a click, we'll see who wants to advertise on our social media. If we click on the message, we'll be able to see what they want advertised. You'll be able to preview their message and see any attachments that they've added to their post. If there are any changes you want made to the post before you accept it, you can click on the reply button at the top of the screen. If you're happy with a post, all you need to do is click on the accept button at the bottom of the screen. And if you're not happy, you can click on the reject button. At the top of the page, there is some icons where my mouse is. These give you a little more information on the order. It tells you things like when the order starts and how long the order runs for. You can click on any of the icons and it'll bring up a small pop-up window which will break down everything you need to know about the order. So you're probably wondering what you need to do once you've accepted the order. Well, don't worry, I'm going to show you that as well. So what I'm going to do now is click on the accept button at the bottom of the page. At the top of the page, you'll notice it now says planned. After a few seconds, it will say it's updating. And this is the system getting the message ready to post. Once it has processed all the information, it will then say active. And this means the message is live on your social media. If we click on the view statistics button, we can see how well the post is working. Now, if we click on the balance button on the left-hand side, we'll see that that post sale is now pending. What I'm going to do now is show you what was posted on my social media. So I'm going to take you to my Twitter account. And if I scroll down slightly, you'll see the post. You'll also notice that it has been posted by me. There's no indication that the post has been made by FanCity. One very cool thing you should know is that once the time has run out, the post will automatically be deleted from your feed. So it's good to know that no one's getting any free advertising. Once that post has been deleted by the system, the funds for that order are cleared into your account. Now that I've shown you the orders, the next thing I'm going to show you is the content planner on the left hand side. This is where you need to go to create one post that gets sent to multiple platforms. In the first box is where you upload your images or your videos. The boxes underneath are fairly self-explanatory. You have one for your title and one for your description. Towards the bottom of the page, it lets you schedule when your post is made. It can either be immediately or you can set a time and a date. Once all that has been done, all you need to do is click on the next button. You'll then be asked where you want that post to be sent. Remember, at any time you can add more accounts. All you need to do is click on the grey toggle next to each social media account. Make sure the information is correct in the post and click on apply. Once you've selected all your accounts, all you're left to do is click on next. Your post will then be sent to be checked and approved. Once approved, it will be sent to all the social media accounts you selected. If you have more than one account of Twitter, you can post it on there as well. All you need to do is make sure your account is linked. Once you're at this stage, you can go back to creating more posts. You can check on all of your posts' progress at any time. All you need to do is click on the content planner. In the My Post tab, you'll see a list of all your posts. Click on each one and it will give you its progress. Back to the menu on the left-hand side, this time we're going to click on statistics. This is where you'll be able to track your posts' progress. Next on the left-hand side is the referrals button, and this is where you can get your links to refer other people to the platform. Speaking of referrals, if you have enjoyed what you've seen so far and you want to sign up to FanCity, you can check out my link in the description below. Next in the menu on the left hand side is the notifications tab. This is where you'll find important system information from FanCity. Next on the left hand side, we're going to click on the content accounts button. This is where you can add your social media accounts. To add a new one, all you need to do is click on the add model account button and fill in the login details. Next on the left hand side is my links. And this is exactly like Linktree. You can preview your page at any time by clicking on the preview page button. This will bring up a small pop-up window that will give you your link to share and to preview your page. And to add another link, all you need to do is click on the add custom link button. Here you can fill out the name of the social media platform, add a link, and add an icon. Once all that's done, click on save. Next in the menu on the left hand side, we're going to click on settings. Here you can change your account password and you can also edit your profile. The only thing left to show you is how to post on someone else's account. So we're going to go back into the marketplace and select one of the models. Once on their page, we're going to click on buy post. It will then tell you how much the post costs. Accept the price and you'll be taken to a page where you can fill out the information for your post. Now, at the time of recording this video, I don't have any credit on my account, but what I do know is that you got to fill out your title, your description, add your media, and select which platform you want your post to be posted on. It will then be sent off to be approved by the moderators. Once that's done, it will be sent off to the content creator, who will then accept or reject your offer. Once accepted, it will be advertised on their social media. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and subscribe button. And if I've inspired you to sign up to FanCity, then please do use the link in the description below.
So there you have it, guys. That's how you use and set up FanCity. Now, this is something I'm definitely going to be using in the future. If other content creators want to be able to post on my social media, they're definitely more than welcome. And this is going to be a two-way street. Any earnings that I get from it, I'm going to advertise back on other people's social media so we can all grow together. I have actually really enjoyed making this video. It's been a long time since I've made one for webcam models. And it's platforms like this that made me set up my YouTube channel. I think it's great that content creators can use other people's platforms to help promote themselves. And I do encourage anyone who watches this video to sign up and help out other content creators. Speaking of signing up, if I have inspired you to use FanCity, there is a link in the description below. It is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of their profits. If you have got any questions, feel free to drop them in the comments box below on my blog or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in the description below. If you have found this video useful, please do hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. That's it for this video. Thanks for watching. Until next time, peace out.